Yes, sir.
Hey, welcome to Raider Nation.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We were at the Senior Bowl and we saw a bunch of the Raiders scouts talking to, primarily I saw them talking to linebackers and potential defensive ends. And I know Wimbley has a little bit of a contract issue going on right now, and there's been some concerns about McClain's development. So I was just curious about your, as a defensive guy, your take on where that, where they are as a group and what level of priority that has to be heading into the draft.
Well, I think obviously, you know, defensively, that is going to be a priority for us. You know, I think I was really pleased with what I saw, with what the Raiders were able to do last year offensively. I know from having to defend against them, they were a real challenge to defend. And defensively, if you look at the defensive rankings, not too different than what the situation I came into last year with Denver. So it's obviously a high priority for us, and we've got to get better in that area.
Yeah, sort of things stand with Cameron Wimbley, Michael Cobb, some of the players that may or may not have contractual issues.
Well, right now, I mean, I think with all those guys, we're looking at all of our options and what we have to do from a financial standpoint to make sure we put ourselves in the best position to get the best players out there and be on our final 53-man roster. So between Reggie and myself, you know, we're working through all those scenarios right now.
Do you expect more changes besides Stanford out?
Well, there'll obviously be changes. I don't know exactly what those changes will be yet. Those are all the scenarios that we're going through right now.
Where do things stand with Michael Pullock? Is he a franchise candidate?
Well, I think, we're going to look at all those options. I won't get into the specifics of exactly what we're going to do and exactly what our plan's going to be, but I will tell you this, that we're going to look at all of our existing free agents. We're going to look at all of our existing players that are under contract that have high numbers, and we're going to evaluate what we need to do to give our organization the best chance to be successful.
Tell us your thoughts about going up against the Broncos.
Well, I think I'm excited about going up against everybody next year. I wouldn't single them out any differently. I obviously have a lot of respect for what they've done over there. I think John Elway, Brian Zanders, John Fox, I think they do a tremendous job. And I know they'll have the team ready to play whenever we go up against them. And we'll do our best to have our team ready to play going up against them.
Appreciate your press conference that I think too much is made of 4-3-3-4 defensive alignments. Have you identified a primary base defense, or is this something still working?
No, those are really all the things that we're still working through. I mean, we'll see after we go through free agency, after we go through the draft, what grouping gives us the best opportunity to be successful. And I would expect that we'll be very multiple in that regard.
Tell us about Jason Tarver.
I think Jason Tarver is an extremely bright young coach. He was part of the San Francisco 49ers defenses and I thought they were extremely, extremely well coached, extremely talented. When I interviewed Jason, there was no doubt in my mind that this was a guy that had answers for everything. And I'm extremely excited about working with him, and I think with him and the defensive staff, as well as myself being involved in the defense, that I'm excited about our opportunities. I'll be involved. I mean, I'll be involved in both aspects of the team. I mean, offense, defense, special teams, all of it. But I would say, especially this first year, I'll probably spend a little bit more time with the defense.
From what you've seen with Tate, Coach, what are your thoughts on the development of Alon McClain?
Yeah, he was a guy that was picked real high in the draft, and I still see a lot of top talent in Rolando McClain. I got a chance to speak with him the other day. I think he's excited about coming in and being involved with the new regime, and we're gonna give him every opportunity to prove that he's the type of player that he's capable of being. And I think if he's willing to come in and work and do the things that we ask him to do, that he'll reach those potentials.
Greg Knapp's offense has featured a lot of bootlegs and zone blocking, that sort of thing. Carson Palmer fit with Knapp's scheme?
I think absolutely he can fit. And I also think that, you know, part of what we do as coaches is we have a system that we're going to run, but we're going to try to put our players in the best position for them to be successful. So, you know, we're not going to force feed something if it doesn't fit what a guy does really well. We're not going to force feed that. But I do think when you look at Carson Palmer, that he does have the same type of athleticism. He's as athletic as Matt Schaub, who they had in Houston, to really be able to run that same package. There was a lot of people that I considered that I had on my list, and Ed would have been one of those guys that I had on my list. But I think once I got an opportunity to really sit down and talk with Jason, there was no question in my mind that he was the guy.
When did you start getting into this draft?
Well, you know, I spent the first couple weeks trying to put together a coaching staff, and so it was just really recently that we've really kind of got involved in the draft. You know, we had the free agents that we had to evaluate as a coaching staff, and so it's really, we're kind of in the introductory process of getting ready for the draft. No, I don't think so. I mean, I think that I told the coaching staff the other day that the most important thing that we can be doing right now is picking players and making sure we got the right guys on our team. And so, you know, the offensive scheme, the defensive scheme, that's going to take care of itself. But we got to make sure we got the right guys to be a part of this football team. So there's nothing more important to us right now than making sure we get the right guys.
What's the status of Darren McFadden's foot? Is there a kid? Is he definitely back next year? Is that your chance he's not an Oakland Raider next year?
Not as far as I'm concerned. You know, I think he's a extremely dynamic player. Again, from playing the Oakland Raiders twice last year, they were much more challenging to defend when Darren McFadden was in the backfield. And having that kind of two-headed monster between him and Bush, that was a real challenge. So, you know, Darren's a vital part of what we're going to try to get done next year. His foot is better, yes. He's been, he was back in town working out last week, and we got a good evaluation on him. Darren will be ready to go whenever we get ready to kick off the season, that's for sure.
That injury with his foot has been a chronic thing since he was a rookie. Is there anything that you can do as an organization? I know everyone's looked at the practice fields, all kinds of things within the Raiders to try to evaluate.
We're looking at everything within the organization, how we can improve in every aspect of the organization, and obviously practice fields are one of the things that we're looking at, if there's something that we can do to improve that, and is there a correlation between the foot injuries and the practice fields. If we can deduce that there's a correlation between the two, then we'll do everything we can to get them right.
Guys like Matt Shaughnessy, Jacoby Ford, they're healthy, good to go as far as
you know. Absolutely, yeah, they'll be ready to roll.
With Ralph gone, is there any thought to bringing Michael Huffman back into the mix a little more as a corner, or is he still kind of going between the safeties?
Well, I think, again, you know, that question is to be determined after we find out exactly who we have on the team. To find out what our options are. The one thing I do know about Michael Huff is that he is an extremely good athlete, and he has skills athletically of a corner. And so that obviously would be an option for us. But again, we won't make any decisions along those lines until we know exactly what we got.
How would you describe your first couple months on the job? I mean,
fast.
Fast.
Well, I think you know, one of the things that you find out as a head football coach is that it's difficult to put together a good staff because there's a lot of you know, guys that you might want to try to get. You can't get out of other contracts and different roadblocks and hurdles that you got to jump over. But I think we weathered that storm. And the one thing that I wanted to make sure that we did is I didn't want to rush into anything or hurry into anything. And I think having that patience allowed us to put together a good staff.
Performance of the offensive line last year, which was one of the better teams in the Buccaneers, was more than we thought.
Yeah, I think keeping some of that continuity within the offensive line, I think. You know, I think there was an element there that we wanted some people that did have some knowledge of the Raiders organization and the way that things have been done in the past. And I think he's obviously I wouldn't say he's a bright young coach, but I'd say that he's a bright and up-and-coming coach. And I was really impressed with him when I met him for the very first time.
Obviously, the Raiders in the past had a reputation for putting a lot of emphasis on speed. Out here at the combine, what's your feeling on where the 40 time fits into player evaluations?
It only fits after we find out whether this guy on tape, when we look at him, if we feel like he's a good football player. That's where 40 times come into effect. If you've got two guys that, when you look at the tape, you say these guys are about the same football plan wise, well, let's take the faster guy. But we're not going to take guys just because they run real fast, because that doesn't correlate to being a good football player.
How much of the team do you think you've actually spoken to?
I've probably talked to about 75% of the team, and I think everybody's really excited about getting in and getting started and being a part of the off-season program and being a part of what we're going to try to do and how we're going to be a little bit different.
Richard Seymour, part of your long-term plan, have you spoken with him? We've
spoken with Richard, again, he's excited about the opportunity, and Richard is obviously part of our plans, and we feel real good about Richard.
Big two more.
Obviously, been a big issue with Raiders last year.
Well, I think the first and foremost thing is guys have to be held accountable for their actions, and that's always what I've believed in. And I think now, with the organizational structure, I feel real good about our ability to hold these guys accountable to doing the right things for the right reasons and doing it that way all the time. And we'll preach that message and and we'll hold guys accountable to doing it the right way.
DeMar, you and Reggie worked together during the process of finding players.
Well, first and foremost, I think our relationship has been outstanding. We've discussed every situation that comes up. We've always discussed it. I've come to him with questions about coaching staff. He's come to me with questions about personnel issues. And I think that's the way you run a top quality organization when your head coach and your general manager can see eye to eye, can have conversations, and we may not always agree, but at the end of the day, we've got to make sure that we can come to the best decision for the Raiders. And that's what I'm excited about working with Reggie, because I think he's a top quality human being, and I think he's an excellent talent evaluator.
Thank you, Coach. Thanks, guys.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Thanks.
Yep. Let me take my water.
Okay, yeah, good to see you.
Thanks,
yeah,
Mike.
I remember that.
Thank you very much.